Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Mark Bunnell, who for the last 32 years has been a mining geologist and the last 16 years, most recently, a mining geologist for SUFCO. But we're not talking about mines today. In fact, we're talking about something much higher in the sky, and that is a national event that's going to occur on August 21st. So thank you, Mark, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
I'm glad to be here, Dylan.
Now, what's going to happen on August 21st coming up?
Well, it's being called the Great American Eclipse. We have an eclipse of the sun, a full eclipse, that will be crossing the entire nation, starting in Oregon and cutting a swath across the entire nation, clear through South Carolina.
And this is going to happen in the day so everybody can see it.
Exactly. In the late morning, a good time to take a break from work or whatever you're doing and go out and take a look at the eclipse.
I know it starts in Oregon and goes across Idaho, Wyoming, and my brother-in-law in Alliance, Nebraska is excited about it, but it doesn't go across any part of Utah. Can we still watch it?
Yes, we can see the eclipse, but from Utah, we are south of what's called the moon's umbra. An eclipse is when the moon, which probably everybody knows, the moon covers the sun, and the moon's shadow falls on the earth. Where that shadow is the darkest is called the umbra, and it falls on the earth in a narrow swath. In this case, it's only about 73 miles wide, but anybody on the north or south of that swath can see a partial eclipse, and that's what we'll see from Price. In fact, about 90% of the sun will be covered, so what we'll see from Price is a little sliver of the sun remaining, so we won't see that really nice pattern in the corona or the outer layers of the sun like you see in pictures of a total eclipse. It'll still be a pretty neat experience.
Eclipses used to be a thing of fear in, you know, the ancient days. There shouldn't be anything that we should be apprehensive about, is there?
No, absolutely not. We should actually be out enjoying the nice sight of the eclipse. It's interesting that, as I've been reading about eclipses, the attempts in the early days of trying to predict when eclipses would occur really helped develop the science of astronomy and our understanding of orbits and how to make those types of predictions. So eclipses have been an important part of even the science of astronomy and its development.
Would somebody be advised? I mean, how often do these things happen? Is this something that we should take a trip to mid-Wyoming to see?
Well, I'm planning to head north to see it. My wife and I are. I know a lot of other people in this area are going to join the thundering herds going to see the total eclipse. But there's actually about two eclipses a year, maybe more, but typically about two total eclipses a year somewhere on the Earth every year. This one just happens to hit just right, going right across our nation.
Now, where are you going to, just so we can follow along?
We're headed up to western Idaho, up to the Weezer, Idaho area, right along the river there. Got other friends that are going to Wyoming and, just other parts of Idaho. Rexburg, I know a lot of people are going to the Rexburg area. It's going to be a busy place up in Idaho and Wyoming and along the path of this eclipse.
We want to pause here and tell our listeners that we are talking with Mark Bunnell, while a geologist. We're discussing astronomy today on Castle Country Focus and the coming eclipse on August 21st, coming up. All right, for those of us who aren't quite as enthused about driving up to Idaho or Wyoming, you say that we can see it here. How do we safely do that?
The eclipse here in Price, I have the times for Provo, which is probably close enough to Price. It starts at about 10:14 a.m. The maximum coverage of the sun, which again will be about 90% of the sun, will be at about 11:34 a.m. And it ends at about 1 p.m. So it lasts almost 3 hours to look at an eclipse. And we've had a partial eclipse here in Price just back in 2014, just a few years ago. Pick up some of those eclipse glasses that you see. I've seen them at the stores. You can get them online. They're just a buck or two usually. If you get on our Carbon County Star Parties group, if you're not a member of our group, ask to join and we'll get you on there. We've got members that are selling them for only 50 cents. So make sure you get a pair of eclipse glasses. They have the right material so that you can watch the eclipse just with your naked eye. You should always use, if you're going to use your camera to photograph the eclipse, if you have a DSLR camera, make sure you get some filter material and make yourself a solar filter, or you can buy them commercially. If you need some solar filter material, I have some, so get on our group site, and I'd be glad to just give you some. The company that makes it donated it to our group a couple of years ago, and we have plenty. So if you'd like to make a filter for your camera, you can make one. Welding goggles work to safely look at the sun. They should be rated at 14 or higher, which most of them are. But check that and make sure they're a high enough rating.
That would be an arc welding, not acetylene torch welder.
Yes, I believe that's true.
Yes.
Make sure you check for any kind of pinhole leaks in that filter material before you use it as kind of a safety measure. Hold it kind of away from you, but up to the sun, and you'll be able to see if there's any leaks in it. And for sure, don't depend on your Polaroids. It will not work. Very dangerous.
We don't want somebody going to the eye doctor the afternoon of the 21st.
That's correct.
You say this happens every couple of years or twice a year someplace on Earth. When are we going to be back in on stream to see it?
I looked it up, Glenn, and the next one that crosses the U.S. Starts in Mexico and then goes up through the Midwest up in towards Canada, and that's in April of 2024, so it's quite a while, but not too far away. There is a kind of a surprising find, though, that I found. If you go to a site called GreatAmericanEclipse.com, that's all one word, GreatAmericanEclipse.com, there's a map there, and lo and behold, that map shows an eclipse crossing Price. The umbra, or that total eclipse zone, crosses Price in August of 2045. So we want to make sure in 2045 that we all get our houses on Airbnb so we can rent them out, like everybody has done up in Idaho and Wyoming this year.
And the price this year, tell us that, for some places to stay.
I started looking in November, which was quite late, and rooms were going for $400 and $500 a night, and campgrounds were $200 and $300 then, and they're probably, if there's any left now, which there probably aren't, they're probably even more. So I have a friend that works with me at the mine that has a house in Idaho, and he's rented it out to some people from NASA for about $5,000 for the weekend.
Wow.
So it's we need to look forward to 2045.
I don't think I'll be around then.
I probably won't be either.
Well, thank you, Mark, for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thanks, Glenn.